from the word of God.
Sino sakanaka yatora pfungwa kubva mushokora mare manirwano.
The transition of the bride of Christ from engagement to marriage.
Sino kushandurwa komwenga wa Kristu kubva kutanana kuenda muwaniso.
Hallelujah. Amen. God, and then I'll let you be seated.
Praise the
Lord.
Amen.
I will read first in 2 Corinthians. And this will be 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. And it will be verse 2 and 3. Paul said,
Paul Wakati.
I'll give you just a moment to get turned to it. Praise the Lord.
2
Corinthians, verse 1. Chapter 11, verse 1, verse 2 and 3.
No, according to Wikipedia, chapter 11, Jeremiah 2, na 3.
For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband. That I may present you to Christ as a chaste virgin.
Kuna Kristu se mandara yakachena.
But I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguile through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ.
Asi ndinotya kuti senyoka yakanyengera Eva namano ayo. Zvimwe saizvozvo ndangariro dzenyu dzingasvibiswa dzitsauswe pakurwama nokuchena kwomwoyo kuri muna Kristu.
Now, Paul is saying here,
Paul, I put the panel,
that I espouse you to one
husband,
that I may later present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Now we see here that Paul engaged the church to Christ. He espoused the church to Christ. And he said the purpose is that I may present you to Christ. As a chaste virgin. Now I want to read another scriptures in Revelation, the 19th chapter. This will be verses 7 and 8.
You know, divide in the 7 and 8.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Is the Lord good to us? All right. We're reading now verse Revelation 19, verse 7 and 8.
So,
John's writing. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. Now, last night we had the message, weep not. Because the marriage didn't take place. And the church fell away. But here he's talking about, let us rejoice.
As the pano are talking about cheating, God to fare ye.
And be glad.
To fare ye said.
For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready.
No kuti mutambo kuwana wekwana wasika mukadzi mwaro wasikadzirira.
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
Wakapi wasimpa kuti afeke mucheka wakanaka unopenya usine zvina nokuti mucheka wakanaka ndizvo zvakarurama zvavatsvene.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let us bow our head and pray.
That's what I'm saying.
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, as we come to you once again, Lord, we come to thee at the opening of thy word. As a great man of God said one time, that anyone can open and read the word, but only God can come and interpret it and make it live. Lord, I pray that you'll anoint us tonight, that you can move upon us, that we can speak words to make your word live. And I pray that you'll put your anointing upon the hearers of the word. Lord, that we may speak with the anointing, and the hearers may hear with the anointing, and that the revelation of your word will flow into our hearts and lives, and bless us and do that you've ordained for the word to do in this hour, and that it won't return void, but it will accomplish all that you have purposed for this day. Lord, we ask these favors in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Be seated if you like. Praise the
Lord.
Now, the title of our message tonight again, the transition between espousal and marriage. Now in America, where I'm from, we would say engaged. Rather than using the word espousal, this girl's engaged to this man. So I'm not sure what type of language you would use here. Or what type of wording you would say. But Paul said a
spouse.
So we'll just use that word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So there's a transitional period between the espousal and the actual
marriage.
Hallelujah. Amen. And that transitional period is going on since the day that Paul preached the word.
Zino nguva iyo kushanduka kwayo yakanga iripo kubva panguva yakapadzwa Paul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now when we look at the people that Paul preached to,
zino kana tikatarisa kuvanhu vakaparidzirwa Paul,
it's very clear in the word of God he preached to the Gentiles.
Zino zvakanato jeka mushoko raMwari vakaparidzira vaHedheni.
It's very clear in the word of God that God raised him up to be the apostle to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. And the word of God says God calls out of the Gentiles a people for his name. Hallelujah. He calls out a people of the Gentiles for a wife for his son. But there's a long period of time between espousal and marriage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now during the espousal period, which was church
ages,
hallelujah.
Amen.
They were dressed in different raiments. The word of God says in the third chapter of Revelation they were clothed with white raiments. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I make that point because we see his wife clothed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the
saints. Nguo chena zvoda kuti nguo chena inomirira mapasa avatsvene.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And there's a people living today and you're part of that people.
Zvino ndivo vanhu varikurarama nhasi vanhu vakakosha.
That's going to be able to make that transitional period.
Vanokwanisa kupinda munhano iyi yekushandurwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come right through that transition.
Vanopinda mukushandurwa.
Amen.
Amen.
You are a people that was living at the ending of the seven church age.
Ndimi vanhu muri kurarama pakupedzesera pezvizvarwa zvinomwe zvemakereke.
And the lady of the seven church age went into total darkness.
Zino tozanguzvarwa zvose zvakapinda nokuri maguru.
Amen. Especially after God took the messenger home.
Zino Mwari ati pakatora mutumwa ndokuenda naye kumusha.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But there's still a marriage to take place.
Ah, simuchato unofanirwa kutora.
Hallelujah. And there's something for his wife that the church did not receive through any of the church ages.
Zvino asi kune chimwe chinhu chisina kugamuchirwa nomudzimai wake munguva yose zvarwa zvinomwe zvemakereke.
Amen.
Amen.
First place, Paul introduced the virgin.
Zvino asipo kutanga Paulo wakawanisa mandara.
And he pointed to a time out in the future.
Akadondokera kunguva dzaka dziri mberi.
He said, I espouse you to one husband that I may present you to Christ.
Zvino ndakakuwanisai semhandara yakachena kuna kundikwisei kuna Kristu.
Which was from the time of Paul of future happening.
Paul wanga achiona achiitiko cheramangwana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It was to be at the end time.
Wakanga achiona kumazuma okupedzisira.
Amen.
Amen.
And when Paul wrote the word there,
zvino Paul achinyora shoko pano,
he was thinking that it would happen in his day.
Zvino waifunga kuti zviri kuitika muzuva rake.
He said, we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord.
Yeah.
Using the word we, which signifies that he fully expected to be raptured.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We which are alive till the coming of the Lord. He said, would not hinder those that have already gone to sleep. He said, but they would rise first. The dead in Christ would rise first.
Hallelujah.
And said, we will be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Which gives us a insight on Paul's thinking.
Zino tipa kuona kumkati mukufunga kwa Paul.
Amen.
Amen.
As he was thinking, as well as Peter, that the end time would come in their day.
Zino wai kufunga zomwe kwaita Peter kuti kuguma kwaizwe kumazuva avo.
Both Peter and Paul said the time is short.
Zino Paul na Peter vose anoti nguva ipfupi.
But we see the church fell away and went into the dark ages. So God wrote another book.
Amen.
Amen. The book of Revelation was written 30 years after Paul and Peter both had gone off the scene.
Zino New Testament yakazonyorwa makore makumi matatu mushure mekunge Paul na Peter vaenda.
Hallelujah. It's a book giving an explanation of why he didn't come. It's a book giving an explanation of why he didn't come.
Zino ibuku rinotipa tsananguro yokuti sei asina kuuya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If our brother Penny here,
zino kana tine hama yedu Penny pano,
if he says, Ben, I'm going to be at the hotel to get you at 3 o'clock.
Zino kana hama yedu Penny pano,
3 o'clock. And if I look at my watch, it's 5 and he hadn't come yet. It would be reasonable for me. I do expect him to explain why he didn't come. He could have said I had a flat tire. My car stopped running. But he would owe me an explanation why he weren't that great. So God took Paul and Peter and the apostle off the scene. All of them, with the exception of John. After they had preached at the coming of the Lord's hand. Romans chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul said you don't have time to start a business or get married or any of these things. He said the coming Lord to hand. If you buy beer, so you bought not. If you sell beer, so you sell not. If you're not married, don't even bother. Here we are 2,000 years later, and he still hadn't come that night. So isn't it reasonable for us to expect that he would explain why he didn't come? Well, he did explain. Hallelujah. Amen. He had John to write the book of Revelation. Amen. To tell about 7 church ages. And in that very first church age. Amen. He said you're falling from your first love. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So the marriage couldn't take place then. Then he shows John the vision. One like unto the Son of Man. Dressed in a high priest robe. And he showed him 7 candlesticks. And your Christ was walking among 7 candlesticks. Hallelujah. Amen. He had 7 stars in his right hand. Hallelujah. Amen. So this was beginning to show us a picture. And he told John, this is the mystery. Hallelujah. And it will remain a mystery until the 7th angel sounds. And when the 7th angel sounds, when the 7th church age messenger comes, he will clear up this entire mystery as to why he didn't come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many people will quote Revelation 10 and 7 today. And they so easily misquote it. They so easily misquote it.
You know, one on Israel.
Misquote.
Okay.
Amen. Because they will say in the days of the voice of the 7th angel. They will say all the mysteries of God will be finished.
Right.
The Bible does not say that nor indicate that.
Zino, Bible ati kuratidza izvozvo.
Hallelujah. Amen. But he's talking about a mystery.
Asi kutaura pamusoro pe chakava.
Tells what the mystery is in Revelation chapter 1 verse 20.
Zino chinotaura pamusoro pe chakava dzika pa chitsauko 1 Timothy 20.
It's a place to seven stars, seven candlesticks, seven church ages.
Zino kutaura pamusoro pe zvakatidzwa zvimwe zvinomwe zvarwa zvinomwe.
He said this will stay a mystery till the seventh angel comes.
Amen.
Then he said this mystery of God will be finished.
Amen.
Has nothing to do with all the mysteries of the Bible.
It's not a little bit of a
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sing your way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's spoken in the singular. Meaning there's a certain mystery the seventh angel will clear up for. Although he cleared up other mysteries. But Revelation 10 and 7 deal with a specific mystery.
As it panapa muchitsauko che chinowe parutara pamusoro.
Hallelujah. One certain mystery.
That mystery
was the one that John spoke of in Revelation 1 and 20. And it strictly related to seven candlesticks, seven stars, and seven spirits. The Lord didn't come in Paul's day. The Lord didn't come in Peter's day.
Yes.
The Lord didn't come in the first church age. All the New Testament writers written as though it would happen then and there. Amen.
Amen.
That there would be a resurrection. That the living saints would be changed. That we'd be called up to meet the Lord in the air.
Yes.
Well, here we are 2,000 years later, and not any of that has happened.
Hallelujah.
So now we deserve from Him, and I claim
it. Such not
So we hold Jesus to the same roof we would hold you. Lord, you anointed your men to say you were coming then. And it's up to you to explain why you didn't come. Explain this. Amen. He took that word of that prophetic word that Paul spoke. That was to get a virgin married to Christ. That was called the church to be changed in twinkling of an eye. That would cause the people to become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. That would baptize the people into the body of Christ.
So
we are here today. And many of the critics and unbelievers, they left the point to the fact that Jesus said it was time now. Through the mouth of Apostle Paul. Through Peter says the coming Lord's hand. Some will want to say if the Bible's true, why didn't he come? What happened?
Why?
What about your books
not here.
You believe in this book?
What did that happen for me?
And Paul said to come to the hands. Paul said we would be changed.
Paul said we would be changed.
Hallelujah. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't leave us empty-handed. 30 years after the plan of salvation was written about, God anointed an age-old apostle. Hallelujah. He wanted him to be a type of what he was going to do. And that age-old apostle types out the church for our day. The very first chapter of the book of Revelation, which was written 30 years later after Paul went off the scene. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After all the Bible that dealt with salvation was completed, here God anoints an age-old apostle to be again to get his ears tuned into Christ. Hallelujah. Christ began to tell him certain things. And John saw the whole picture.
You know, John, I know not my apostle.
That's right.
There's not one scripture in the book of Revelation tell you how to be baptized. There's not one scripture in the book of Revelation tell you how to be born again. Hallelujah. That book that was wrote 30 years after all that was completed. And it's a book written for his wife.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. It's a letter of explanation of why he did not come. It's a letter of explanation of why he did not marry that virgin that Paul introduced to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God picked John up in 96 AD.
And he says he's
over here nowadays. Amen. Let John see the church all the way through as it can. He
let
him see the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th
church.
He let him see the 7th seal. And he understood them so well, he was about to write what they said. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But the Spirit of the Lord spoke. Said, John, it's not time in
96
AD. I'm going to explain to my wife at the end time. So those thunder letters right out real close together. And John understood perfectly what each one said. He understood so perfectly he was about to write. He understood so perfectly he would have written had not the Lord commanded
Zino yonga pentko nokunyora zvakanga anzwa asi shewa murayira kuti asanyora.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So there's a living people here at the end time and you're it.
Zino kuti zvimirire imi muri pamazuva ano kupedzisira.
That's going to become the very wife of Christ.
Kuti mure mwenga wa Kristu.
Amen. And you're going to have a full explanation of why he didn't come when he said at the beginning.
Zvino kuti muende saranguro yakazara kuti sei
asapwepo.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't come because he didn't engage woman.
Ana kuuya nokuda kwekuti ana kunge akawaniswa kumudzimai.
Did one, he did that. Paul engaged Christ.
Zvino Paulo mudzimai wakawanisa kuna Kristu.
She let the serpent beguile her. She let the serpent beguile her.
Zvino wakaregera Satan achimunyengedza.
From the simplicity that's in Christ.
Ne unyoro huri kuna Kristu.
Amen. And the marriage couldn't take place.
Zvino muchato hauna kuzotora nzvimbo.
She did like Eve.
Zvino wakaita saEva.
Amen. Adam would have come to Eve.
Kuti Adam asati awe paari.
But she couldn't wait.
Asi haana kumirira.
She left to the old serpent.
Wakaenda iye kunoka.
And flesh may become one with the serpent instead of the one with Adam.
Pakuti ave wawena chujumwe chete nenyoka pakuti chujumwe chete na Adam.
Hallelujah. Paul spoke of this virgin he introduced to Christ.
Zvino Paul anotaura pamusoro mhandara iyi yakawanisa kuna Kristu.
He said the spirit of iniquity has begun to work among you.
Kuti zvino mweya wechinipo raiti watanga
kuvhenga. Amen. He said you're fallen from your first love.
Forty makaba paro when you taka.
Paul, look at you, got spots in your garment.
Zino tena mone nguya kwenye mavari.
Look at the dress you need ironing.
Tasa mone nguya kuzegaita.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It needs the spot washed out of it.
Zino iyo mavari akamboshambidzwa.
It needs that wrinkle burned out of it.
Kuti makwapaya abviswe.
Hallelujah. You couldn't wait.
Ana kumirira.
But the church in this hour,
asikereke munguva ino,
amen. Unlike Eve, we wait.
Zino sa Eva, tinomirira.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear me? Unlike Eve, we waited for him.
Isu tokwanirwa kumumirira.
We waited for him to come to us.
Nesuwo takamumirira kuti auye kwatiri.
Revelation then shows him coming back.
Zvino zvakazarwa inotiratidza pano senti achiuya.
In the form of a mighty angel.
Ari munhano yemutumwa mukuru.
He came to marry a bride.
Achiuya kuzowana mudzimai.
Amen.
Amen.
It's that one that was introduced in the beginning. Members of the body fell into the ground through seven church ages.
Hallelujah.
But they're still going to be part of the wife.
Asi iye uchanga achizwanira mudzimai.
Hallelujah. They're going to be part of the bride. They're going to be part of the bride. He's
going
to raise them from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When they raise from the dead, they'll have the same type of garment we've got.
Zvino kana vamutakwa kafa vachange vaine nguo senguwe
yatsegeti nayo
kuti vanenge vachirarama vachifema.
That's going to reach the full statue of the man Christ Jesus.
Vachasvika muchimiro chekukwana kwaKristu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And before we can do that,
tisati tapepanano iyi,
God sent a seventh church age messenger.
Mwari wakatumira mutumwa wechinomwe
kuzvarwa zvimwe zvemabereke. And he read an explanation to us.
Don't impart tsananguro iyi kwatiri.
Hallelujah. And we know very well why he didn't come.
Zvino tonatoziva zvakazara kuti sei asina kuuya.
We know very well why the marriage didn't take place.
Zvino tonatoziva chaizvo kuti sei muchato usina
kuuya. Amen. Paul said you got entangled in the yoke of bondage again.
Zvino Paul anoti kune
They began to try to be cleansed by the law.
Amen.
Paul said, you're justified by the law. You're fallen from grace.
Hallelujah.
Why would you want to become entangled again in the yoke of bondage?
He said,
Christ has made you free.
Christ
has given you liberty.
Amen.
Only use that not that liberty for occasion to the flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now the Lord has sent and read the book of explanation to us.
You know,
not part of the plan of salvation.
There's
nothing in the book of Revelation tell you how to be born again. That was all done through the epistles.
You know, it's just like
the book of Revelation, the book of prophecy.
You know, book of Revelation is book of
the book of Revelation is the book of symbols.
You know, book of Revelation is book of
the book of Revelation is the book explaining why he did not come into your church.
You know, if book will not pass the number, you say as not to be up.
Hallelujah. So now his wife has a full explanation of why he didn't come.
You know, when the wife came.
Hallelujah. And Brother Penny, that was supposed to pick me up at
3.
If he'd come and say, Brother Ben, I had a flat tire.
You know,
and my spine was flat too.
It
took me a couple of hours to get back together. I would be quite happy with his explanation.
And
when I read the book of Revelation, when I see what the seven seals are, when I understand what the white horse rider was, when I understand what the red horse rider was, the red horse rider in the book of
Psalms.
And when I see how the church went into the dark ages, amen, I'm quite happy with the explanation that we have today. I'm quite happy with the messenger that God sent to us to tell us
why.
Hallelujah. The church fell away and went into seven church ages. And God dealt with her through seven messengers. And the blood was applied in each age by the message they received. They saw the promise of Paul, Paul said. And they died in the faith that they had for their
day.
Having not received the promise,
but
knowing of a surety is right. Hallelujah. In their faith, they went down knowing it was going to come. That's why John sealed it up and didn't write it. God wanted to save it for his wife at the end time. Now we're not dealing with those that have already died and gone on. They will give an account for the word they receive in their eyes. You're alive and you're breathing tonight. You're the living bride for this end time. You're the people in sin that the world has come upon.
Dear
people, I've heard the explanation of why he didn't come.
What's the
people that know the mystery is finished.
Hallelujah.
There's no more mystery about it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So that virgin that Paul introduced to
Christ,
part of the end time church, but it fell away through the ages, fell into the ground, waiting for the voice of the trumpet to call him out of the ground. The trumpet of God shall sound. Hallelujah. What's happening tonight? The trumpet sounding. Paul gave for the church that existed at the time he lived.
kune zaka rail wana paulo pakereke yakararama panguwa yake.
How to behave themselves and so on. Hallelujah. And we had that throughout the seven church ages. Amen. But there's a prophetic part of Paul's message.
Hallelujah.
Where Paul spoke in Colossians 1:13.
But by that thing,
hallelujah. Where he said you're translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You're meant to have inheritance with the saints of light. Hallelujah. So you're part of the saints of life. And honey, you've been translated. Hallelujah. He said you were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Colossians 1:13. Hallelujah. That's the inner man translated. Hallelujah. But that inner man get translated, it assures us the outer man will be translated. Hallelujah. Amen. He told us about a marriage taking place. He said the day will come when you'll become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. You'll be his wife. Hallelujah. He said he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Hallelujah. Think about that. Your spirit and his spirit is exactly the same. Your mind, his mind is exactly the same.
Christu,
your mouth and his mouth is exactly the same.
He gave us
one mind and one mouth.
You're
the body of Christ.
And those are great that will be Christ.
One spirit, you're baptized into one body. Not any other church ages received this. That's why they make their denomination. That's why they baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Bible says God once winked at our ignorance. Hallelujah. He said, but now. But now. Amen. God once winked at our ignorance. He said, but now. Hallelujah. He wants to wink at our ignorance about all these things of the church ages. He wants
to
wink at our ignorance about Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism. He wants to wink at our ignorance about joining the denominational church. He said, but now the time of ignorance is past. Now he commands all men to repent. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a marriage. Amen. God didn't change a thing that he had written by Paul. He engaged a virgin that he might present her. Christ as a chest virgin. Hallelujah. What's done in Paul's day? It wasn't done in the church ages. Amen. In the last days. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In his last days, he promised to clothe us with his very own righteousness.
Amen. Amen.
These prophetic things that Paul wrote, was not to be applied to any of the seven church ages.
Hallelujah.
It was sealed away in heaven with seven seals. But God opened those seals, sent the revelation down to the seventh angel, and he explained thoroughly why he didn't come. He explained thoroughly why the marriage didn't take place. Hallelujah. So this book of explanation gives us full explanation of why you not. He explained it very well. And I accept his explanation. I'm satisfied with my Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you satisfied with the explanation he gave?
Yeah.
Are you satisfied he sent the seventh angel to reveal his mystery?
Yeah.
Are you satisfied because you know why he didn't come? You know why the marriage didn't take place.
Hallelujah.
Now the transitional period between engagement and marriage.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting warm enough to preach now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Engage here, but over here it shows the marriage taking place.
You know, I don't want to panel. Actually, what is what as a
he showed John in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. This was 30 years after Paul went to glory. This was 30 years after Paul said it's going to happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we can't fault Paul for it not happening. We can't say, Jesus, why did you tell us that? You can't say, Jesus, why did you say that to be American Paul's
day?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he thoroughly explained why. And the bride will accept it 100%. Hallelujah. Because she's married, going to be married to him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now I want you to know it's through the seven church ages. Amen. Amen. They had garments on. Amen. The Bible calls white raiments.
You know, Bible not in question.
It doesn't indicate what type material it was made out of.
As you know, we check what you want to say.
But evidently, it wasn't fine then.
You know, the other one, we check that. What I saw.
Well, it weren't fine then.
We check out what I saw.
Amen.
We check out what
fine.
Okay.
All right.
Amen.
And we can have no idea what the marriage marriage coming not unless you know the explanation of why he didn't come. But if you fully accept the explanation he gave, hallelujah. Amen. He sent a prophet here with the spirit of like Elijah upon him.
Amen.
Spirit like an Old Testament prophet. Therefore, it qualified Jesus to give the word directly to that one man. Hallelujah. Come in the Old Testament time, the word came to the prophet. Amen.
Amen.
But in the New Testament times, in the days of Paul and Peter, that would have been strange teaching, say the word come only to the
prophet.
A statement like that would be total foreign to the early church.
Hallelujah.
But here was a condition had to be dealt with.
I said, "Nano, I have not gotten any pop."
The church has fallen away.
I said, "Can I get that to get up my shoulder?"
Amen. So God need to isolate one man.
I said, "Why are you not in? You know that one man."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For that special anointing upon him.
Oh, umpa chizoro chakatau chakatau.
That word could come directly from God to that one man.
Uti shokori na toku kapa na mari chenda.
Amen.
Amen.
Because God had a mystery he wanted to reveal to you before marriage.
Amen.
And
he calls
that mystery
singular.
Amen. It started off talking about a singular mystery. Revelation 1 and 20 talks about the mystery of the seven
stars.
Still talking about that same mystery, one mystery. That related to the church ages. That related to the explanation of why Jesus didn't come. He said, "Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet." Restore all this knowledge. Hallelujah. Said when he began to say that mystery, singular, will be finished.
Amen.
You see how many unqualified preachers preach the word? Rather than bothering to read the word like it says, they will say, when the seventh angel comes, all the mysteries will be finished. That's a wrong with Father, Son, Holy Ghost Baptist. Because it don't fit the Bible.
No, but I'm not so prominent.
It's not written in the Bible.
I'm not going to know one baby.
There's nowhere in the Bible where it would even slightly indicate that. It says in the days of the voice of the seven angels, the mystery singular should be
finished.
I'm here to make an announcement. That mystery has been finished.
Amen.
Amen. I'm a beneficiary of it. The mystery of God has been finished. Now the marriage is taking place. Hallelujah. And when that mystery was finished, God anointed that man to say, "Go back to my
poverty."
Amen. Go back to what Paul preached.
Yeah.
And when we go back to what Paul preached, amen, Paul said first apostles.
So Paul wrote to the apostle of Tanga.
Secondary prophets.
In
other words, when God sent that prophet Malachi
4,
it swing the door wide open for Ephesians. Hallelujah, bless your heart, we're going in at that open door. Appreciating every step of the way what God done through the prophet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But we got people who want to make idols today. Hallelujah. There's one. Everyone else is just servants of God. Whether it be Brother Brown, Brother Abel over here, or Brother Enoch, or this
brother.
Hallelujah. We're just servants of the Lord.
Amen.
Brother Brown points us to one.
As a brother wants to look at who don't watch it,
he points us to Jesus. I've been preaching many years before I heard Brother Brown.
You know, the guy, Paddy, the woman, Korea, the one that, Brother Brown.
And been in many other big name preachers speak.
Amen.
Amen. But when I heard Brother Brown preach, he made Jesus head and shoulder above anybody I've ever heard.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A man highly anointed of God to do a job and bless your heart. He did it and he did it well.
See, no,
my saying is to the preacher today,
yes.
If Brother Brown did his job and did it well, can we do it anyway? Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Christ became his very own life. And that was what he lived for.
Jesus,
amen. He loved him with all his heart. Amen. Can we do less?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists,
pastors.
Brother Brown told me one thing. Through message after message. He said, Ben, go back to what Paul preached. He said, Ben, go back to what the apostles preached. Hallelujah. He said, this message is restore you back to the faith of the fathers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when I read it, I find Paul said in the Word of God about 14 times.
That
he was an apostle. Now, many today will say Paul was a prophet to that first church age. I beg your pardon.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Apostle Paul, I am the apostle to the Gentiles.
I don't need apostle of my
God sent me to call you out darkness in the light.
Put it, so says that
I will learn from the mother womb and apostle.
Amen.
Amen. Will someone read me one script before Paul said I'm a prophet?
Now the
single scripture in the New Testament. Brother Brown said, "Being go back, what the other church is
called."
Amen. Not particularly, he said, being, but I take it that way because I'm receiving what he's saying. The early church, that was apostolic ministry. There was no one man that was called a prophet that the word came to. It was apostolic age. And the church fell away. Went to the dark ages. Amen. Then God sent one man from an Old Testament type
city.
Amen. Amen. I've been preaching for many years apostolic ministry. Before I ever heard of Brother Brown in 60. Yes, I've been preaching since a little boy.
Yeah.
I didn't know much, but I love God. I've been preaching since a little boy. I didn't know much, but I love God.
Hallelujah.
Amen, but I studied the Word of God where it said he'll give apostolic leadership.
I see, where
he's going to perfect the church, he's going to use the fivefold ministry. He said, with no one will be tossed to and fro. And
terrified
with everyone
adopted.
Where are God claiming people are Brother Brown? I began to hear strange things in my ears that I couldn't find in the scripture. I began to hear brothers say, God never speaks unless he uses a prophet. I begin to hear and say, God only has one man on the scene at a time. And said the word come to that man. Amen.
Amen.
All that strange is the New Testament doctrine. Amen. You don't even find it there or even a hint of that. God used one man through the seventh church age, but the church was falling. But he said at the end time, he'd send that seventh messenger. He'd unseal all this that was sealed up in the days of Paul. He would send the true word back. Hallelujah. He'd bring that book back down to earth. And we'd have the same thing the early church had. I got scolded by the preacher so many times because I said he's going to do it with a fivefold ministry. No, they said God's not going to send a prophet, he'll do it by the prophet. I can't find the word. Amen. I got so wanting to find out the will of God so bad. Then I closed myself away in a little room. Took a big jug of water.
Chaka kuti zvakamira sei?
Amen. I took a bunch of brother Brown's tapes.
Ndichitera maridzo dza brother Brown.
Amen. I took a bunch of brother Jackson's tapes.
Ndichitera maridzo dza brother Jackson.
And I took some of that priest.
Ne zvine pari song.
And I took the Bible with me.
Ndotora Bible neni?
Amen.
Amen.
I stayed there 40 days and nights, neither did I eat one bite.
Ndikasvika zvokudya mazuva kumana.
Amen. I read the Bible all the way through.
Ndichivereka Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Taking only water.
Ndichigona one prachete.
I lost 60 pounds.
Ndakandoona ngo 60 pounds.
I told my wife, I'll come out with the answer. And if I don't get the answer, you'll find a pile of bones back here.
Okay. Kana zvikasamira saizvo zvomufana mapfupa angu ari apa.
Amen. So I waited 38 days and hadn't got it.
Zvino ndakamirira mazuva 38 hazvina kuitika.
I was getting more hungry every day.
Oh, dzaraivanyanyisa kudiruma zvari zuva.
I was losing more weight every day.
Ndichiderera pauremu zvakanyanya.
Amen. Get on that 38 day of fasting.
Zvino pazuva re38 rokuzvima zvokudya.
God spoke from heaven.
Mwari akataura kubva kudenga.
In an audible voice to my ear.
Nenzwi rinodzimwa munzeve dzangu.
Hallelujah. That voice said he was an Old Testament type prophet.
Irinzwi rikati wakanga ari muprofita wakafanana profita vezuva rekare.
That's where they make a mistake of saying the word come home into the prophet.
Vakakamedza pakutivo shoko rinouya kuprofita chete.
Said this is a special anointing.
Kuti chizoro chiri specially.
It's a spirit of Elijah upon the seven church age messenger.
Kuti chizoro chakakosha pamusoro pakutivo shinomwe.
Hallelujah, I like to pass that.
Jura pastor.
Amen. Fell at his feet as dead. Fell at his feet as dead almost. Okay, that's all right. I like to pass that. Amen. Then I said, yes, 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 I see it. I came out and wrote a little book called An Old Testament Prophet Come to a New Testament Age. Hallelujah. Showing God had a man here with the spirit of Elijah on him. And he spoke to him just exactly like he did Old Testament prophet.
Yes.
The word would come to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, thank you, Lord. I put a tape on. Brother Brown said, go back to Wapa.
Brother Brown said, go get up and go back to the pole.
Yeah. I feel like I'm doing cartwheels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what I'm doing cartwheels are?
Y'all want to see me do some
cartwheels? Well, my wife said, no.
Amen.
You know, God told Abraham, obey the voice of thy wife Sarah. Amen. When Abraham wanted to do something that was foolish, Sarah had a better idea. And so God told Abraham, obey the voice of thy wife Sarah. On that particular thing.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Some of these younger ones here can do cartwheels probably. But I'm 70 years old, a little over now. These old bones might not stand it. Amen. When I get
to
you, I feel like 22 and don't tell me different. Hallelujah. Let me see God set the spirit of Elijah on the man.
You know, Vangani, Vano, Ti, Maroga, Tumira, Mewa, Eria, Pa, Murumeun.
That qualified a man to speak like an Old Testament prophet. That qualified the man say the word comes in a prophet. And bless your heart, the word came to it. And he finished up the mystery singular. That related to the church and why it failed. Amen.
Amen.
He gave us an explanation of why he didn't come. But John said in the 19th chapter book of Revelation, there's still going to be a marriage.
I said, Joanna, you better write your 19.
And the life will be led by a fivefold ministry.
Amen.
Amen. It's so strange that Brother Brown said, go back to what Paul preached. But so many people won't carry a spoken word book around to quote from it. I read spoken word book too, but I know where it fits.
I see you were and took this time.
I said, Shoko, but no one will be. Jesus, he's walking among us tonight.
I said, you're not going to chase our family, but I depend on you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So, my question is, has the mystery been finished?
You know, the one who check up and check up this way.
100%. Some people might say, well, the thunder ain't finished yet. You better scream. That happened in
63.
When the seals were opened, it revealed all that because it was what the thunder said, it was what was sealed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. John heard seven thunder under their voices.
You know, John, what are the voices that come from heaven? Chirena.
He grabbed his pencil and paper.
Doctor, paper and pen.
He was about to write.
Kuti, what God of thine order?
But the voice from heaven said,
"I see you have a Bible in your hand."
Said John, "You got any tape? Just put it around this book, seal it up."
You know, John, better book. Let me read.
Seal up what the seven thunders said. And write it now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Somebody said the seven thunders hadn't uttered. Well, my question is, am I saying
it?
If they haven't sounded yet?
Kana kusati kwati nira.
Now listen, they haven't been sealed yet.
Sino asadishana mirwa.
Amen. Because after they sounded the voice that sealed them up.
Sino no kuti pa kuti nira kunomasha kwakaira zvakareva zvakanzi namira.
Seal them up with seven seals.
Namira sizvipiso zvinomwe.
And honey, I'm here to tell you in 63. All seven seals took off the book and it's here in our hands today.
Amen.
Now he said, go back and preach what Paul preached. Because Paul was to get a bride married to Christ.
No, but Paul was
amen. He engaged her that he might
waka wanisa wenga kuna Kristu kuti
present her unto one husband.
Kuti amwanise kumurume umwe chete.
But as it was with Eve, he said, I fear you, serpent
of the beguiling.
Amen. 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 Do It was all a predestinated plan of God.
Paul, what about it? That's how it was.
But listen, unlike Eve,
no, tell us I saw Eve.
We waited for the letter of explanation. Unlike Eve,
says Eve,
we waited for the seventh angel to sound. And when that seventh angel sounded, it cleared up the mystery of God. Now there's nothing to stop the marriage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He said he gave us the gift of righteousness. He made Christ sin for us that we might become the very righteousness of God. Amen. You say, but how do you mean you're as righteous as Jesus? If I'm not, I'm certainly not his wife. And it's a free gift of God. It's by works.
Amen.
Now, why do I live right and want to do everything right for God if I can't earn righteousness?
Amen.
Amen. Brother, I do it because I love him. No other reason. I love him. I cannot earn any righteousness. God took the righteousness off of Jesus. And he
prayed
on his wife. Now she is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There's your wife. Amen.
Amen.
Now through the ages they had to wash their robes and get the spots out. When it came to his wife,
I said,
he gave her a brand new garment. It's made out of fine. And it's never had a spot in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Give unto the one that should have got in the days of Paul. But the marriage didn't take place. How many sees the explanation of why it didn't come? Are you happy with his explanation to you? Did he satisfy you in explaining why it didn't come? Paul said the coming's a hand. You don't have time to buy and sell, get married or anything. He's coming. Now you can explain why he didn't come. Do you accept his explanation? He sent a prophet to this earth with the spirit of Elijah. And the word came to that prophet. Because he was an Old Testament type prophet. Then he said, go back to what Paul? Paul said, I'm as righteous as he's righteous.
You know, he
Amen.
Amen.
Paul said, God took my sins.
No, Paul, I don't think I'm going to
say and he laid them on Jesus.
I got Jesus on that chest.
And all the righteousness that Jesus had, he laid it on us.
See, no, Kurama calls the Bible that Jesus will put us in.
He's proposing now for the marriage. He said, now's the time for the marriage. And you say, I do, I will, I'm ready. I'm ready to become one of your own flesh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul introduced the virgin, but there is no virgin. I say, why? Because the very act that God ordained to consummate marriage, amen, is the act between man and woman that become one. There's no wife that's a virgin.
Akuna mudzimai anzimada.
Amen. Did you say there's no wife that's a virgin?
Zino mnosiza akuta akuna mudzimai anzimada.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's two parts of a marriage.
Zino pane nanombiri ze waniso.
There's a festivity part.
Kune chokutanga. Chokutanga.
There's a ceremonial part.
Do cha chokubana pa.
Many people are involved in it.
But only one goes
in the bride with him.
Ah, see?
They that was ready went into the marriage. She become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And when she came out of that marriage chamber, she wasn't a virgin, she was his wife. God bless you, Father.